friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can listen on the go. Just download the WWDBAM app and you will be able to have it right there with you on your Android or your iPhone. Well, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. It is me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I'm Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And right here with me, I have my life partner, my husband, my awesome co-host Tyrone, who's going to greet you at this time.
Yes, good evening, everyone. So glad to be back on A Dose of Hope. I just wanted to say, wifey, you held it down last week, and I'm glad to be back this week.
All right. Well, welcome back. Thank you so much, husband. Wasn't the same without you. I couldn't do this or that by myself. That's no fun. Mm-hmm. But we're so glad to have you join us and listen in on this week as we continue our celebration in the season of Advent, leading us up to, as we all know, Christmas. Can you believe it is just 1 week away?
Wow, unbelievable.
Time is going by so very quickly.
Too fast.
Yes, indeed. And so we hope that you are in that spirit of remembering that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
We hope you're in the season, in the spirit of joy and good tidings and all that
yes.
wonderful stuff, spending time with family, friends, and loved ones. And so we're going to do this or that, and then we're going to continue with our music tribute for this season. And so this week's this or that, we're going to have to make up for lost time. We missed
all right. Week, okay.
So we might double up today or okay. even do three. So the first one is, would you rather work on Christmas Day or New Year's Day? What say ye?
Wow. Definitely not a good choice there. But if I had to pick one, I'd go New Year's Day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if that works for you, so be it.
If I had to.
Gotcha.
All right.
Well, do you have to?
Christmas Day, no. New Year's Day, I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, you find out.
All right.
And I'm going to go with neither. I have not worked on Christmas Day or New Year's Day since I don't know when.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever have. And I don't intend to.
I've
been blessed. I'll just say with jobs that afford me that time off. So I'm not picking between two of them.
Okay.
Neither one. That's
awesome.
Don't work for me.
I like that sound.
I hear you. I'm going to enjoy my time.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
So, the next one is go ice skating or on a sleigh ride.
Okay, since I've always wanted to ice skate, but I wouldn't want to fall down on that hard ice. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go sleigh ride. It's usually nice and soft hay on a sleigh ride or a nice pillow.
Oh, we didn't say a hay ride. We said a sleigh ride.
Yes. So yeah, a nice pillow and a warm blanket and some hot chocolate. I'll go with that one.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. I'm not interested in ice skating.
Okay.
I can't say that I ever was. I kind of considered it. I don't mind watching.
Okay.
But I'll go with a sleigh ride depending on, you know, what is taking, you know, what animals,
okay.
whatever's going on.
All right.
You know, if it's a nice, calm horse, I'm okay with that, pulling the sleigh or what have you. But we'll see. We'll
okay.
see about that.
Right.
Jury's out on that.
Okay.
All right. Our last one is wear an ugly sweater or cozy pajamas.
I'm definitely going to say cozy pajamas without a doubt.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm with you on that one. I'm going to do the cozy pajamas because my sweaters are not ugly. And I'm going to say this because we had that competition over the weekend.
Yes, we did.
To an event.
Yes.
We were supposed to do the sweaters. We didn't get it together
yeah.
in time.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right.
Well, I looked, I said, okay, I'll buy one right quick. Why is an ugly sweater costing $35 and $40? That's crazy to me. I'm not spending that kind of money on something that's ugly.
I hear you.
Okay, because that's not the way I do. But, you know, it's fun to do the ugly sweater or festive sweater, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
If you so choose. But I'm going to get real relaxed and do my pajamas.
There we go.
Awesome. All right. So, well, husband, we are talking this week about Advent, and the theme for this week is joy.
Yeah.
And we know that this time of year is a joyous season. In the scripture, the Holy Writ in Luke 2, 10 and 11, it said, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not,
yes.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
Thank you.
And so we are in a season where we celebrate joy,
mm-hmm.
the joy of knowing that Jesus was born and walked as a man upon the earth for 33 years.
Praise God.
We celebrate with joy the gift of salvation. I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak for myself, but I thank God for saving me.
Amen. I'm right there with you.
I hear you. And the hope that after this life, when it's all over, we going to live forever and ever with our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
We begin a new life for eternity. And so we celebrate the joy of this season. And remember, Bishop Bronson, I've shared this with you all before, used to always say happiness depends on happenings, but
right.
joy depends on Jesus.
Amen.
And so we celebrate our Savior. We celebrate our Lord. We celebrate the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah, in the book of Nehemiah, said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so this season of Christmas and all year long, we have so many reasons to have joy fill our souls.
Amen.
We have so much
yes.
to rejoice about. Even if all else is going wrong in our world, the fact that Jesus came and he died and he rose
Jesus.
And he's alive and well and is at the right hand of the Father, that's good news.
Hallelujah.
It's a joyous event to keep close to our hearts. And so we know that we live in a world that is sometimes devoid of joy and filled with darkness.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is for certain and two things are for sure. Jesus is the light of the world.
Say
and
it.
He said, if we let our light shine before men, they would see our good works, men, women, boys, and girls, and glorify our Father in heaven.
Yes.
And I don't know about anybody else, but that's what I live for.
Amen.
To glorify my God. And so let's go to a quick passage of scripture, and then we're going to let you enjoy some music this afternoon. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 6. And you can get husband for us Romans 12 and 12. I'm going to read Isaiah 12. Let's see what the word of God has to say. Chapter 12, verse 6 says, "Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy. For great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you."
Amen.
That reminds me of a song we used to sing back in church back in the day. It said, "Let all the people praise him."
All right.
Let all the people praise him. Let all the people praise him forever and forevermore because he's worthy of our praises.
Yes, he is.
Forever and forevermore. What's your scripture say, husband?
So Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying."
Amen, amen, amen. Well, there you have it, beloved. That's the word of God. And we thank God for his word. We thank God for his son. We thank God for the gift of salvation.
Yes.
And so we have some music for you this afternoon, this evening, for you to enjoy, to get you in that spirit, that Christmas spirit. And so we hope that you have your hot cocoa or your eggnog, this or that, whichever.
That.
No judgment here, right?
Marshmallows.
Get your marshmallows happening. Put it in the cocoa, not the eggnog.
No.
Although you could probably, I don't know. I'm not an eggnog aficionado. I don't know, but whatever it is you have, we want you to enjoy while you enjoy the sounds of the season. We'll be back.
message is timely. Christ is the message of Christmas. Not just a holiday.
Christmas is every day.
With Christ, Christ in your life. Say,
Well, friends, we're back. And we hope you enjoyed that great music, that great gospel music with the message of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And we have come to the end of our show already, husband. Wow, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Amen.
And so we thank you, as always, friends, for joining us here on A Dose of Hope every Tuesday afternoon. We have some special listeners we want to shout out. And yes, wish you a merry, merry Christmas. We want to wish Reverend Darlene a merry Christmas.
Yes, yes.
We want to wish Deacon Sherman a merry Christmas.
Yes.
Sister Carol, a merry Christmas. Sister Christine and Master Mackay, merry Christmas.
Yes.
Did I say Reverend Yvette? Merry Christmas. Mom Valerie, merry Christmas. Anybody else? Amber.
Yes,
Amber.
Merry Christmas. Amber, yes.
Yes, anybody else?
Everybody out there listens to us. Yes, we just thank you and wish you a merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. We wish you a blessed and joyous holiday season, a merry Christmas. We'll be back next week, but we just want to make sure that we give our shout outs and wish you all a very merry Christmas. And we wish you a blessed, prosperous new year as well. Beloved, we don't want to leave you without extending to you the invitation to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And it is as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. That's good news. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. Romans 10:13 says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So everybody, somebody, anybody ought to give the Lord praise for that. And then pray and invite the Lord to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, and be Savior and Lord of your life. If you apply the ABCs and pray that prayer, then guess what? You did it. Praise be unto God. You are saved. And that calls for a celebration. Yes, the angels are rejoicing, and so are we. And we encourage you from this point to get connected with a Bible teaching, right? Bible believing, disciple making church, so that you can grow in community with fellow believers, those who are like-minded. Yes. And if you need help getting connected to a local church, we want you to contact us. You can reach us at 484-734-0802. And we will help you to get connected to a local church in your community. Well, beloved, that's our show for today. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is that
the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give.
Amen to that. Until next time, beloved, be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
So long.